You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor. Are these temperatures going down every time that you change them?
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Wow. Started out like 6 degrees or something. Now it's one or minus one in Green. Although when you just ran outside there, Mark, you looked pretty cold.
It's cold.
That's weird. That's
no jacket, and it was cold.
Nasty wind. Appleton's 1 degree. Oshkosh 2 below. Lisa Hale, what's temperature where you're sitting?
I don't have your sound there. Are you there?
Hello, Lisa Hale. Turn on your thingy. Hit a switch. Push the button.
All right. There we go. Try that.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. I was
like, I'm hitting every button over here, and none of my buttons are working. I have no idea what the temperature
it's
is.
Minus two.
You're in a cold place, though, Lisa. I got to be honest with you. Whenever we've come down to do our shows at your studio in Oshkosh, that's like a cold little corner with that wind coming off the water.
And it's also... Every time we're there, it's dark o'clock.
I know. We're there so early at like 4 o'clock in the morning in Oshkosh. Pretty close.
Anyway, so what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, let me tell you, this weekend, New Wisco weekend, we are going to be looking at scams. So I've got, as the cover story, Alex East wrote a book called Cybersecurity for Senior Citizens. And we interview him. We have several different stories about scammers for lottery scams, utility bill scams, weather scams, all the scams that you might see in this area.
No. Numerous times I have to ask people. I've done it here with Todd. I've done it with Jim. Well, Jim doesn't know, but with other people who are in the know, I'm like, is this legit or is this a scam? On my phone, it's like, you know, some kind of activity on your such and such. Are those all scams?
Scam.
Yeah.
What are they trying to do, though? What are they trying to get
UPS delivery.
Another one is customs.
They're trying to get your personal identification so that they can either steal your identity or get money. They're trying to get money from you.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out how you get money out of me by sending me that kind of a notice.
Because then they're going to ask you for information.
Okay.
They're going to ask you for your address, or they're going to ask you to send them money to help clear up whatever this problem is.
I got scammed a Facebook thing. Remember this about a year ago? A guy that I know had on his Facebook this truck he was selling for like $7,000. And it's like, holy crap, I got to jump on that because used trucks are so hard to find. And for that price. So I texted him and said, hey, can I come take a look at it? And I say, I call him by name. Hey, Bob or whomever. He's a Facebook good friend. Hey, can I come take a look at it? He goes, yeah, but I'm doing it for a friend and they don't want a lot of people coming over. So they want a deposit of $500, but it can be in gift cards from like festival foods and things like that. Remember I told him?
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
The minute you hear get them in gift cards or Bitcoin or anything like that, stop and think. I was once scammed, and thankfully it didn't go much further, but this gentleman called me at work at my radio station I was at and told me I had missed jury duty. And that there was a bench warrant and I could get out of it by paying such and such amount of money. Yeah. I was like, you realize you just called a radio person.
Can you hang on? We are live on the air with a scammer.
Yeah, right. I get those scams where your uncle passed away and you're the recipient. Oh, yeah. And Donna hates this. I always write back and say, we so miss Uncle Harry. You know, and I just
I love that.
I do. And then don't send the money to me. Send it to the new community homeless shelter. They need it more than I do. But then they drop off too. I mean, they're scammers when they got a bite and they know when they don't.
But, you know, I have seen people fishing with scammers, you know, just kind of keeping them on the line long enough to waste their time. Right. So they're not.
I enjoy that.
You've got to have a lot of time on your hands to do that. I mean,
I do. I've been tempted, that would be fun though. I've never done that.
You
that
gotta respond to them.
You can scroll social media, right? And these videos come up with people that are on the phone with, in fact, in the UK, Lisa, I don't know if you know this, but they actually have AI. who take these phone calls from people and keep them on the line. And it's like 20 minutes later and the lady's like, can you give me that website again? Because I didn't get it.
Oh, no kidding. That's awesome.
And the scammers are like, I can't believe you're wasting my time. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow. I like that.
And you're right. It is entertainment.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know, you get bored and you start texting back and forth and then they want this information.
What are some of the more, I hate to use this term, but what are the most popular ones being used by scammers around here these days, Lisa?
Oh, when you say popular ones, there are so many that it's really hard to put a finger on the most prevalent one.
Prevalence, the word I should have said instead of,
You know, there's the grandparent scams where somebody will get a phone call from a person claiming to be their grandson or their granddaughter. You know, I'm in jail. I need you to get me out of jail. And, well, why don't you sound right? Well, I've got a cold and I sound really bad, or things of that nature. That's a big one.
Or
those grandparent scams are bad.
Or what they do is they'll call the grandkid and they'll just say hello, and then they get that voice, and then they can take that voice and put it into I'm in jail.
Really?
And it is like the real deal. It's like, I really thought that was my granddaughter.
I had never
and you
heard
can't
of
blame them. You can't blame them for that, because it's like, you know, you would do the same thing, and they but they write out the script and they can dialogue back and forth, and it is they used to try to say it, it wasn't them, but you cannot, even the grandma can't tell, you know. So
AI,
they're good.
AI helps scammers a lot. Artificial intelligence, you know, being able to fake a voice, being able to fake a photograph, all of that helps scammers a lot. So what the bit of advice that I will always give somebody is, if you don't recognize the phone number, don't answer it.
Right.
If you don't recognize the texter, ignore it. And if it's an unsolicited email, meaning you did not contact them first, ignore it.
Mm-hmm. We're with Lisa
Hale. It's
really
hard to do that.
I'm sorry. We're with Lisa Hale at our studios in Oshkosh at WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. I think this is really important stuff, Lisa. But I think, I think some of we need some seniors, and we are senior citizens, to be honest with you. But I think of, my mom at like 83 or something getting these calls. Those are the people, man, we really got to get this message out to, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
And the thing is, not to say that senior citizens are not smart, because they are. They're brilliant, but they're not as technologically savvy as, say, the younger generation.
And not only that, so, Lisa, but I think they wouldn't even have the concept that somebody would do this to them.
Right.
They trust people too much.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're trusting.
Yeah. But all right, that's cool. Or when they call and say, oh my God, get your wife on the other phone. You know, this is big news. And then you got to send some money to get your money.
Yeah.
That happened to my parents. I mean, they
really?
Well, they didn't do it. They
never sent me a check.
they really did happen to them. So that was a long time ago.
You should never have to pay money.
Right, to get money.
Yeah. So, you know, anytime they ask you to pay anything, you know, stop and think and go, wait a bloody minute here. This does not make sense.
So you're going to talk about that from on your show.
Is this Wisco?
New Wisco weekend. Yep. Yes, this weekend. We've got Alex East. I've got the book right here that he wrote, Cybersecurity for Seniors. He's going to be our main cover story. But then Joanne Krulatz has got several different stories on scams. Even Brittany Merlot has a story on a scam that hits when bad weather hits. Oh, so we've got several scam stories. And of course, our commentator, Amanda Nimmer, says you probably are living with a scammer right now.
Who is? Where does that come from?
Where's Amanda? Who's she living with? What are you talking about?
Talk to us.
She talks about how babies can scam anything they want.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
It's really cute.
I can see that. No question. Well, this is an interesting stuff, Lisa. I think it's something that everybody can use. I think it's awesome that you're doing this.
Absolutely. Everybody can use this. I mean, not just senior citizens, but as I said, you know, I almost got roped into a jury scam. You know, people, they sound so convincing. They sound so true.
Yeah.
But there's just a little bit off.
And I've seen some lists. It's like the top. You'll get a phone call, you know, chancellor somewhere along the line, you get a phone call from the United Brotherhood of whomever. And I hate to say this, but I'm being honest with you. There's a lot of veteran scams taking place out there right now.
Public safety.
Exactly. Those types of things.
9/11, the firemen, and they had the guy with the accent from New York.
Yeah.
You know, and very strong accent. And it's like, you're so full. You, you know, give me your number. And they don't. You say, give me your number. I'll call you right back.
Yeah.
We never do.
Yeah. Scammers will use your local police departments. They will even find the name of a local detective or a local sergeant or somebody.
You know, Chief Lewis, you know, that kind of, it's like, they're scammers. Yeah. It's too bad. And I think that John's right about, I'm not saying all senior citizens, but there's a trust factor that you kind of got to put your guard up a little bit. It would be nice to think this is true. This is the New York Fire Department. I want to help after 9/11, but there's so much of that went on, and it continues.
Okay, so I got to ask you this question then, Jim. You got to be honest. When you're working for the CP telethon and you have to call a bunch of people, how do they know you're not scamming them?
That's coming on next weekend. That's legit.
Might on the Mayor Show. Will you donate? I know Jim Schmidt.
Just turn on the TV.
You're no Jim
you're
Schmidt.
No Jim.
I'm a friend of Jim Schmidt.
Okay, if you were to do a show with Mino, what physical ailment does he have?
All of them.
Correct. All of them.
Gotcha. Hey, Mark, damn it. Lisa Hale, give yourself a plug.
All right. New Wisco Weekend is Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 here at WISS and WGBW 98.3, 96.5, and 97.9 FM.
All right.
And amplitude modulation?
Yes.
That I...
1590 AM and 1100 AM.
And 1100 AM.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Todd, our AM people are fading away.
Oh my gosh. Can I say this? Yeah. This may have been the first time you guys got through a program with Lisa.
What do you mean?
Because usually she's on before me. Yeah. And it's off the rails within 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No,
well, she's that way.
Mark, like, you are so
she
right.
takes it off the rails.
No. We had stuff to learn here because we're senior citizens. We want to get scammed.
Isn't that scary to say? Yes, my name is John, and I'm a senior citizen. It is, because you have this connotation. Oh,
and
man.
And it is so true, John.
Lisa Hale, you're the best. We love having you on.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for everything you do. We're going to set a quick break. Mark Houston in the house from Bellin. We've got some great live music coming up from Heights Pub and Parlor. Back after this. My head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a party. Not believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. I've grown a little cynical, but I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink it and always be full. Yeah, I will drink it and always be full.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Lisa Hale joining us on Wisco Weekend.
And her show's on Saturday and Sundays. And I just want to say, another show that's on Sunday, I want to give myself a plug here, is that we have this Lean Local. And I bring in guests, and we just talk about what's going on locally. It's nothing about, you know, the Gaza Strip or something that's going on in Madison. It's local. But this week, our new congressman, Tony Weed, was in. And that was interesting. I mean, my first question was, we going to buy Greenland? But it was fun to talk to him about all the stuff they're working on right now. So you can tune in on that. That's at 1 o'clock on Sundays. Same stations that we talked about.
Mark, just on WGBW.
Just, oh, okay.
Yep.
They cut me back.
No, it's not an Oshkosh show, right? Appleton show?
No, it's not.
There you go.
It's not. All right.
Mark Houston with us from Bell and Sports Medicine. We've got Brian coming in from Heights Pub and Parlor, and we've got a great young artist with his guitar, Cole Boz, will be joining us too. But first of all, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. I just want to say, like, I was a patient last week, and you guys were fantastic. Mm-hmm. All the people were fantastic. But you guys, you know what was so nice? Was that, you know, normally, okay, I'm going to a doctor's place and I don't have an appointment. So it's, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, this could be an hour probably. Maybe at the most. I couldn't believe that part, how quick it was from the time I walked in to the time I walked out. And I got x-rays. I got all kinds of stuff. But wow, was it like bing, bing, bing. It was like clockwork.
I think efficiency and access is, I think we've realized. I mean, healthcare is, we still have issues. I'm not going to deny it, but. I think sometimes those people are there to really spend that quality time with the patient, but it is access and efficiency to get someone in.
That means a lot.
Even the flow of how you get in the building and leave the building,
yes,
it should be thought about. You know,
and I think healthcare is competitive.
Yep.
And I happen to like competition because I think it really makes you look at things. And you know, even back to George Kerwin, but even now. That customer service is really, really important. And I'm not saying all doctors are equal because there's some that are better at other things. But at the end of the day, if you have a bad experience registering or when you walk in, an hour and 15-minute wait
or
ignored.
Well, the stress level goes up. Oh, then,
totally. You're nervous anyway.
And I said, especially if you're sick or you're not feeling well or something.
And if they
it's a big deal.
Make you feel good in the lobby and 6 minutes you're in there talking to somebody, that's customer service and that's...
Correct. You know, and it's
and you guys do that right. I just want to say that.
We appreciate it. I think that's what it's day in. We have to remind ourselves, though. You know, I mean, it's like, hey, and every person, a lot of times they're coming to us, not feeling well.
But there was none of that. What's the term? The white coat syndrome or something? Where because I've got a home blood pressure thing. I don't know if those things are whatever. But my doctor told me actually get it and just kind of chart it to make sure that you know whatever it is it consistent or something. I don't, yada yada yada. But whenever I go in, it's always higher, and they've told me that. That does happen with people.
Sure.
You can't help it. Your stress level just goes up when you're in a room and somebody's got a white coat on. Yeah. There was none of that at Bell and Health.
Yeah. No, it's when we hope when people come in there, it's they can share their issues and let's make sure that they're seen appropriately and tests are done in a timely manner.
It's a beautiful waiting room.
You know, and then
it doesn't have that antiseptic whatever smell everybody has.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I think we've done a good job of breaking away from that mold. Of it's just the standard that we've always had for the last 50 years, and that's what's going to go in your rooms. No,
not the way it is.
Change it up.
I love your collection of high school football helmets.
I like the.
That's pretty.
Well, I just think that whole thing is cool. The etching you have.
We put a little display in there of some the history of Gatorade is in our front lobby, from glass bottles to
University of Florida.
University of Florida.
That's
they
where
have
it started.
Cans.
Yeah.
They have cans of Gatorade. They've got, it's just the flavors. And
that was a big, I'm so old, I remember that.
Yeah.
When Gatorade first, hey, Todd, sounds like Lisa struck a chord.
I think so.
Go ahead.
Scammers are working the wildfires in California like crazy now.
Oh, that's awful.
I heard that this, yeah. In the process of selling my house, and I bet I get 3 to 4 calls a day from mortgage lenders.
Right, careful.
And I got a pay toll text scam yesterday.
Oh, that's a good one.
Huh. Like a Chicago?
Yeah, you haven't paid in $45 and we'll waive it or you're going to go to court. Huh.
Wow.
I've never heard of that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you just figured out a way to make some money in the draft.
Milton, the good news. Daddy's bringing in some more cash.
Jim brought up a great one. I remember when 9/11 happened. I didn't know that Red Batty from the Green Bay Packers, head equipment manager, was there many years. And he said it was amazing how many people would call and say, hey, can we get this autographed item? We're doing it for this firehouse.
Yeah.
You know, he says most of them.
Scams.
All scams. And it's sad because we were as a country trying to come together how to help those people, just like the California wildfires. And you want to help, but how do you know that your dollars or your resources are really getting to what you believe that they are?
Yeah. And just $50, but they do that every call. That's a lot of money.
You know what's funny? I mean, this shocked me a little bit. A couple of years ago, when I was working at my place in Appleton, and we were doing a golf tournament with Rocky Blyer. Wrote a letter, an actual letter, to all 31 other teams asking for any kind of an item. We got two responses, Kansas City Chiefs and the Chicago Bears, and everybody else turned us down. Isn't that bizarre? Because I think they must get so many. But I thought with the name Rocky Blyer and a veteran thing, you'd think, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Chiefs were the nicest ones about the whole thing. They got us a Marcus Scandling autograph cap.
Yeah.
And but so those people, can you imagine how much they must get to? Well, I was with Mark Scogan one time and his guy, I want to say like statewide or corporate, they get 200 requests a day for 200 a day.
And how, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of legitimate ones in that mix,
but how
do you sort or how do you know? I'm not trying to defend anyone, but it's a challenge.
It is, and that's why I think if you can go to the place, see the place, like Lucky Seven, right? If you love pets, you give them money. Like veterans, Johnny has some things. You know, homeless, I work in that field. You know, and maybe you have to do a little bit more work, but at least you know it's going to the right place.
Yeah.
And if and just don't go by the name.
Right.
You know, I do a lot with the amputee veterans.
Right.
And, you know, they changed their name because they're the most legit group of guys in the history of the world. I mean, I'd die if I had a grenade for these guys. And the Wounded Warriors became such a terrible connotation with things.
You know, some people even tip me off, and I found this out once, of you get an email. The email looks legit.
Right.
But if you click on the email, you know, so if it's woundedwarriors.com, yeah. It should end up having something like that. It's syntax, and then it's at this. It's like, email is what's throwing, you know, it should throw you off of going, that's not going to the Wounded Warriors Project or whatever. I mean, American Cancer Society, whatever it is, you got to look back and say, where did it really come from? Yep, yeah. That's not legit.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, you guys are legit. You do it right, and I saw that firsthand. You guys are fantastic. No lie.
We appreciate everything you guys do.
Yep. You got it, my brother.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, buddy. When we come back, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Brian is here. Cole Boz is here with some live music. Back after this. All the guys on the corner stand back and
better walk on by. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. He is awesome. That place is awesome. Cody Kreplin. Did I pronounce it right this time? Cody Kreplin. Sloppy Hog Barbecue. They are going to be at the dispensary in Howard starting at 9 o'clock. He's been cooking for 18 hours to get his brisket and things ready to rock. And you got to try that. The amazing bratwurst with the cream cheese.
And that's a two-hour smoking brat.
Smoke
and he
brat.
Splits the brat, puts on cream cheese.
And cheddar cheese.
Right?
18 hours smokes his stuff.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's going to be right behind Meyer, the Meyer store in Howard.
Cardiologists love that.
Yes. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Center, as I mentioned. Ashley Hoffman and Mandy Monfils, Hotel Northland. Tomorrow we're going to be doing an event there. Lucky 7 Dog Rescues. Rescue, pause for applause. It goes from noon until 2. If you're thinking about renting a dog. If you're thinking about buying a dog.
Adopting a dog, or watching a dog show.
Right.
Because she said they're going to be dressed up. They have a little runway, and Johnny's going to be the judge.
No.
She's going to help you.
Brian's here from the Heights. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian. How you doing, guys?
Good, buddy. Good. How are you?
Hey, really quick. The dispensary?
Yes.
Live podcast last night? Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, your place. Yes. Right at the Heights Pub and Parlor?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
Cody was there. Cody was just here. Our guy, Cody Kreplin, who's going to be doing the Sloppy Hog. He stopped out.
So, great group of guys. They filled upstairs, did a live podcast at 6 o'clock last night. We gave out some free tap beer, so that also helped as well. But no, we had a full house last night. I was downstairs helping Lauren, and those guys are upstairs with Heather, and it was just a great show they put on. And
are you going to do that again, Brian? Or is it?
Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah,
we'd love to publicize that.
We collaborate with them, and you know, we're small businesses trying to get support our name each out other. There, support each other.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it's all
that.
About.
You bet it is.
That's
so
awesome. And then tomorrow, a bunch of folks downtown Green Bay
are going to be participating in the Cafe Crawl. So there's nine, let's say coffee shops, yeah. Establishments. Yeah, I guess they're more than coffee shops. The Northland Hotel is one of them. They're going to be serving coffee. Your tickets are $12. And you
really
can go
unique coffee.
Yeah, and unique, different
who's
coffees.
Who's the one doing the one with tequila?
The Captain's Walk.
Okay.
And so that one's a little more special than the other ones, but they all have very unique coffees. And they want you to come in and see their businesses. And Johnny and I were talking, we've been to 8 of the 9. So, but they're great. They're all within walking distance. And if you don't want to walk, you can take the trolley. They're going to have 3 trolleys riding people around. And that goes, what is that? That's from 9 till noon, right?
I think so. Yep.
Well, perfect timing.
Perfect.
Because after you're all caffeinated up and you're going to be hungry, so you're going to stop over at Heights.
I got to back up. It's from 8:30 till noon.
Perfect.
Okay. When do you guys open on Saturdays?
Well, we open at 11, so
okay. All right.
Ashley perfect. Will be there. I'll be there. We'll be ready for you. Come
I know
on.
The Lion's Head or whatever it is here, the bookstore, they're part of it, so just down the block from
absolutely.
You.
Come in and have some lunch.
How are things going at the Heights?
Great. It's been a great week.
Awesome.
You know, January, everyone has their, like, you know, resolutions and their dry Januaries, and, you know, I'm going to go get a gym membership, and February rolls around, and
that's all
out the window.
So, I thought it was, and
we're going to be down there with our party, too.
Civic Media holiday party. We held out till now.
Come
so
on
a
down,
cheaper.
Jim will buy you around.
maybe you should not look at me. Maybe you should keep your yap shut when you talk about people that started a workout thing.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you looking at me?
Yeah, let's talk to Cole.
That's going to be fun. That upstairs, I think, is just
phenomenal.
I think a lot of people know it, but not a lot of people know about it.
I was up there last week, and we had such a good time. It's just us, Brian, me and you and me, and then the lady from the hospital thing. And I was just looking around there. It's like, I'm not sure you could find a cooler spot in downtown Green Bay with those big windows, this beautiful setting that was built in 1877. What a great thing that is. We got to get the word out. Folks, if you're looking for an awesome place to hold an event, upstairs of the Height.
Absolutely. A couple things with that. We have some things planned for March Madness rolling around the corner that we're going to open that up, you know, get some activity up there with the basketball games, you know, women's and men's tournament.
Can't
coming.
Wait.
So
I'm there.
Some ideas, some specials put together for that. And, you know, one big plug I want to put in is Heights is available for rental for the draft. So any businesses, corporations, teams, agencies out there, give me a call. Let's talk about it.
And you
the
can also
available.
Supply great entertainment, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
That's why
hey,
we
just
got
one thing on the basketball, though. Like I said, I want to run the numbers to the casino and back.
Perfect.
10%. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Cole.
Good to be here, guys.
How are you doing, Cole? This is the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, sponsored, of course, by Heights. How are you doing, Cole? You're from Fremont, right?
Fremont, sir.
Like I said, I did 800 fishing stories in Fremont every spring.
There's nothing wrong with that. We're looking forward to the spring run here.
It's such a big deal, isn't it? The population of Fremont must go like tenfold for about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then all summer, it's just rolling boat traffic and all the things.
It's a
nice little hidden gem that's not so hidden anymore. But yeah.
You know what you got that's cool? Those little sandbars where you can go just kind of hang out.
Anchor down and
absolutely
bust out the cooler.
Yep.
Hey, when I read you were coming in, is that your real name, Cole Boz? That's a pretty cool name.
So the Boz thing is an old family shortage of our last name. My uncles and a bunch of us use it now. And it's just easier to market than my full last name, which is Bosquez, Bosquez. So it just gets a little much, you know. So
good idea, Cole. All right. So you're an entertainer, you're a musician, you're one man, you have a group. Tell me about your.
I do all of it. So I am currently, my main project is the Spicy Thai Band out of Stevens Point.
Okay.
Cool. They've been around. This is our 26th year now. So they
did you
started
start when
long,
you were two?
They started long before I did. But so we still got three original members. We're an 8-piece variety band. I play lead guitar in it and a little bit of vocals here and there. But we got a couple horn players and the whole 9 yards. So we play in the summertime, we play around 70 shows.
And your style is 90s?
With the big band, we do, we call ourselves a party band. So we do a little bit of everything. So
we
do anything from old classics to newer pop stuff to rock and country and anything in between.
That really, when you bring the brass, it just brings it up a level.
Yeah, it's something people that we play, that song, You Call Me Al. People go nuts when we hit that horn intro. So.
Right?
That's cool.
I think that's very cool. And you're also a soloist.
Yes, so I started doing acoustic stuff a while back. I couldn't tell you what year exactly, but I was in between bands, and I had to just keep playing.
Right.
So you just kind of make do with what you got. So I busted out the acoustic and put together a list. And
isn't every musician between bands at one point in their life?
Thankfully, I'm not right now, but I was back then. Yes, it's nice.
You're
to be
a young
busy.
Guy. Tell me, who influenced you, and did you get into this when you were like 5 years
I've
old?
I've been
like some
playing
of these people?
For a very long time. Yeah, so I'll be 32 here soon, and I think I started playing when I was 8 or 9.
Right. That's and, cool. What'd you play at 8 or 9?
I started with guitar and piano. I took a lot of years of piano lessons. Guitar, mostly self-taught. My uncle plays guitar, so he showed me a few things along the way.
Jim was just talking this morning to some people. He was a pianist early on and then gave it up, right?
I wish I wouldn't have. And everybody says that.
I was just going to say, that's one of my regrets is not staying on. I can still plunk things out when I need to, but I'm nowhere near as fluent as I was when
those
I was
taking those
nuns
weren't very nice to us. So I didn't like her.
Brian, sounds like the kind of guy that'd be great at the Heights.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah. We're going to be talking after this.
Awesome. And love that.
How about your influence? Someone that said, you know, look cool. You got some major talent here.
Well, my mother played piano when she was younger. That's mm-hmm. how I got into the piano. We had a piano at the house. My uncle, like I said, was probably my biggest. He would be playing guitar around the house at family events and stuff like that. So then it was just, I was always a fan of music. There was always music on in the house. So
who did you listen to?
I grew up on Garth Brooks, cool. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Tom Petty was probably the biggest one. I've pretty much learned guitar listening to his album Full Moon Fever. So,
wow.
And then it went on from there. Now I listen to just about everything. So
Do you write your own music?
I dabble. I try once in a while. I'm terrible with lyrics. So I've come up with music ideas here and there, but I don't have any full songs written or anything like that right now.
Well, I'm a lyric guy. I can write some stuff.
Well,
for you.
We might have to talk.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say there are people out there who love writing the lyrics, right, and you got to put it right. Yep. So you just
collaboration's huge in music. So yeah, it's always. But right now with my schedule, the
you know,
cover
it's
kind of
cool
because
Jim always asks this question. It's a very good question to ask because there's always somebody, and I think people appreciate getting the publicity out on somebody who influenced them. And so often it's a music teacher at some point. I think it's kind of cool that you grew up with it with your own family.
Yeah.
And took
I'm
it.
Very fortunate that way for sure. And it was a lot of fun. Like I said, family Christmas, he was always playing and I would bring a guitar and start
going. Todd's giving us the sign. Are you ready to play
to
a little
go?
Something?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you play something?
Cole Boz. And what's the name of your band, Cole?
So my full band is the Spicy Thai Band. You can find us on Facebook and our website, spicythai.com, and all the socials and things. So.
Sounds great. Here we go.
Even though the moment passed me by, still can't turn away. Cause all the dreams you never thought you'd lose got tossed along the way. And letters that you never meant to send got lost or thrown away. Now we're grown up orphans that never knew their name. Don't belong to no one, that's a shame. But you could hide beside me, maybe for a while. And I won't tell no one your name. I won't tell them your name. I won't tell them your name. Scars are souvenirs you never lose. The past is never far. And did you lose yourself somewhere out there? Did you get to be a star? And don't it make you sad to know that life is more than who we are? Way too fast, and now there's nothing to believe. And reruns all become our history. Tired song keeps playing on a tired radio. And And I won't tell no one your name. I won't tell them your name. I won't tell them your name. Think about you all the time, but I don't need the same. It's lonely where you are, come back down, and I won't tell them your name.
Nice.
All right, Cole Boss. That's
Cole
awesome.
Boss. Yeah, that you got that guitar down
yeah, you
pretty
do.
Well there.
That
don't
is
you?
Easy. That's fun to listen dolls. To you play.
Thank
it's
you
fun
much.
To watch.
I'd sing too, but I mean,
it's fun just watching your fingers yeah, work.
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah, like that's one of my favorites. I do that one pretty much every time I play a live show
yeah.
Acoustically.
Okay, who did the song? I'm that guy. Who did the song? Closing Time. Who did that?
Semisonic.
That yep. was a one-hit wonder and a half right there.
But you sound like him, kind of.
Well, that's
not bad. Man.
He made,
not
bad. He's making more money than I am. So.
We got to send a quick break. We're with Cole Boss from the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Brian from the Heights is here. We're going to talk more about what they've got going on.
Right, and where you're going to be playing Cole, too. So when we come back, so people can come in and hear that. That was perfect. Awesome. That guitar puts out a lot of sound.
Oh, I love this guitar. It's beautiful.
it's a good one.
I've got it for a couple of years now, so this one's been my number one for a while.
Well, you sure make it look effortless.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Back with more Cole Boss on the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Mr. Beer melon, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Brian, this guy's got some entertainment.
Yeah, we're booking him for sure.
Absolutely.
You pull out the Goo Goo Dolls and play Name. You're good to go at Heights.
That's one of my favorites.
It's a great.
So,
wow.
Cole, where can we see you? That was great music. Where are you playing? Give us a little.
This weekend's a busy one. I've been slow the last, you know, winter time and everything. Yeah. Tonight, my full band, Spicy Tie, will be at the Fin and Feather in Winneconne. I believe 7 p.m. start. Tomorrow we'll be at Hinder in Wapaka, the brewery in Wapaka there. They just opened a new event center, so we're breaking it in for them tomorrow night. That's,
wow, that's
at 7
nice.
As well. And then Sunday I'll be flying solo at the Northland Pub here, right in Appleton. So
cool.
That's, I think I start at 1:30 or 2
o'clock. You're staying busy, huh?
I played 103 shows last year, so I try,
yeah.
I try to pack them in as much as I can.
Wow,
that's incredible!
It's what I do, you know. So it's
well, you must love
what
you do.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, that's a lot.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
How do you guys? I asked this before because when I did play by play, if we were doing a tournament and had like three games in 3 days, or that third game, I didn't have a lot of. How do you guys do that stuff and save your voices?
Thankfully, the bulk of my schedule is with Spicy Tie, and I mainly just play guitar there. So
okay.
I'm fortunate. I don't know how my vocalists do it though, because like you said, it grinds on you after a while.
Okay, then we're talking one other thing about losing your man card, because we all admit because you live on the water in Fremont.
I do.
You brought it up, but one of your most fun thing is watching guys that buy their new boat and get back into the water.
There's no better free entertainment than that. I can tell you.
And Jim asked, "Well, could somebody, you know, could you pay somebody?" It's like, but you have to hand over your man
card. You don't
want to
be
$20.
You don't want to be that guy.
Well, you don't want to wait. You want to get out there. I would say, look, man, let me do this for you. But yeah, you're right. That's you have to give that up, and
it's
your buddies
line,
are there.
Yeah.
It's a fine line. That's a good way to put it. But well, that's great. And how's? Let me ask you. How's the music scene here in terms of opportunities, venues to play? You've been around for a little while.
Yeah. So I think we're really fortunate around here in central Wisconsin, and even me right in Fremont, pretty much all the bars in town, and thankfully I know most of the owners, if not all of them. So I'm able to get in quite a bit in Fremont without having to leave town. But it's awesome. I mean, we play with Spicy Thai. I play all over the state. We'll drive just about anywhere.
Is that T-H-A-I, Spicy Thai?
Or nope, tie like a necktie.
Like a necktie, okay. Yeah. Spicy Thai, okay.
I don't know if my boss, Pat's listening, but I always joke it's the worst band name ever.
I don't know. You remember it because it's unusual.
Like I said, they started 26 years ago, so yeah, it seems to be working all right for
I
them.
Guess.
What's it like in some of those times, if you're playing in Fremont on a warm Saturday night in July, and the people have been on the water all day long, what are some of those nights like?
They can get pretty rowdy, yeah. We usually, the music stops by 9 o'clock normally right in Fremont, just village ordinance,
sure,
stuff, noise and whatever. But then, yeah, we shut down the music and the party really starts.
That is a rowdy crowd you get there, yeah, in the water.
And you never know what you're going to get either, so it's always a fun time.
I don't know.
Ready to do another one?
Yeah.
Cole, okay. Run for mayor and bring it to 11 o'clock.
Here we go.
Party. Right. You know, it's funny. There's a running joke that I am the mayor.
Cole Boss. He's fantastic. We're here with Brian from the Heights Pub and part of the music series. Brian, before we let him play it out, what's going on this weekend at the Heights?
Well, we got that cafe crawl like Jim mentioned, so come grab some lunch. Our specials, daily specials. So Monday, half off appetizers. Tuesdays, $6 Captain Jack and Tito's. Wednesday, 20% off your bourbon or wine pour, and Thursdays, $5 seltzers. And we support our vets. Any vet that comes in and shows proof of being a vet, 20% off their meal.
Phenomenal, Brian. Thanks for everything you do, buddy, for our veterans and everybody in this community. Heights Pub and Parlor right here on Washington Street. Folks, it's phenomenal. Do you remember what I had that last night? What kind of the wrap I had? It was the Italian wrap.
The Mediterranean.
Mediterranean's phenomenal. You got to try it.
And we're adding a couple more wraps next week, so it's going to expand a little bit more. And I'm going to tease this out. There's something coming called the Parlor Payout. Yeah. I won't say much over the air, but if you want to find out what that's all about, stop into Heights, and we'll give you the details on Parlor Payout.
Jim and I are walking with a lot of cash from that thing.
All right, and then just one more reminder. Tomorrow, you talked about the Cafe Crawl, but also, you know, the event we're doing, Johnny, at noon.
Yeah, at the Northland.
Yeah.
Big good place to come to the Heights after we do the dog show at the Northland.
Right. Love it. 12 to be fun.
Yep. Cole, take it away, my friend. Right. You're awesome. Hey, everybody, have yourselves a phenomenal weekend. Cole's going to take it out into the weekend for us.
Your Facebook page is real quick.
You can find our full band at Spicy Thai Band on Facebook, and mine is Cole Boz Music.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Cole Boz.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising in the back of your mind. You never could get it unless you were fed it. Now you're here and you don't know why. And under scared knees and the scared marks, past the places where you used to turn, you howl and listen, listen and wait for echo of angels who won't return. He's everything you want. He's everything you need. He's everything inside of you that you wish you could be. He says all the right things at exactly the right time, but he means nothing to you and you don't know why. Waiting for someone to put you together. Waiting for someone to push you away. There's always another wound to discover. Always something more you wished he'd say. He's everything you want. He's everything you need. He's everything inside of you that you wish you could be. He says all the right things at exactly the right time, but he means nothing to you and you don't know why. You'll just sit tight and watch it unwind. It's only what you're asking for. And you'll be just fine with all of your time. It's only what you're waiting for. out of the island into the...
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.